was an early morning in 1991. Alexander Hamilton sat in his carriage, buried in deep thought, as the rain pitter-pattered on his window quietly. Alexander's face was twisted in a thoughtful ponder. He was desperately trying to run through his plan again, but Mariah Reynolds kept creeping back into his thoughts like a dog nipping at his ankles. He let out a deep sigh as he snapped out of his thoughtful state, finding it hopelessly useless. He took a look at his surroundings, trying to clear his mind. The grass was wet and soggy, and the sky was clouded with chaotic shades of blue and gray. Alexander gazed at the sky, thinking about how much he and it had in common. Both were brilliant and great, but both were clouded with their own thoughts. The rest of the ride was bumpy, but short. Alexander stepped out of his carriage and strode his way inside the building. He felt slightly relieved when he spotted his friend, Aaron Burr. Alexander and Burr chatted for a few minutes until the clock struck 12, signaling the beginning of the meeting. Alexander was slightly nervous, but didn't let that affect him. He sat down in front of Thomas Jefferson, who he despised deeply, and James Madison. He adjusted himself in his soft chair and waited for Thomas to speak. Thomas cleared his throat. "So, shall we start?" Thomas looked to Alexander for approval, and Alexander nodded his head in agreement. For the first time that week, Alexander was able to push Mariah Reynolds to the back of his brain and was able to focus on the task that was at hand. The rain continued to fall against the window as the men inside were brewing their own storm. Alexander sat quietly, only speaking when needed, which was very unusual for him. He agreed to things he would normally argue against, and the men were starting to take notice as the room seemed oddly quiet. Alexander finally spoke up. "Why don't we put the Capitol in Washington?" Alexander glanced up and was met with all eyes on him. He pushed that aside and spoke again. "That way, it would be easier for us to meet." He looked down and then quickly looked back up. He internally smiled as he was met with nods of agreement. The rest of the meeting was pretty simple. They agreed to put the Capitol in Washington, and in return, gave Hamilton the banks. After many hours of talking, Alexander emerged smiling, proudness radiating from him. He strode his way over to Burr, thinking about the meeting. He explained to Burr what had happened as he tapped his foot in giddy excitement. Hamilton's plan had worked. He couldn't wait to write to his dear wife Eliza and tell her. It felt wrong not to tell her about his affair. He brushed it off and decided to celebrate his victory and climbed in his carriage. He glanced out the window once more to be met with a beautiful sky filled with orange, pink, and purple. He grinned as he continued to observe its beauty, satisfied with his work.